Good evening. My name is Melissa Labonte, and I am a music teacher at KMS. I also have two children in the school system, one now in KMS. I wouldn't want my children anywhere else, except lately. Lately, I have witnessed and heard enough issues and incidents that make me question my thinking. My husband and I have wrestled with this question: is this school safe enough for our daughter? Ultimately, I believe the school has so many intelligent, compassionate teachers and robust academics that we would be cheating our child to send her somewhere else. And these issues and incidents I see, they can be fixed, and they must be fixed. I am so tired of seeing all children not getting the education they deserve. Now, I bet many of you were surprised not only by our union action, but also at our message, what to believe. Maybe your child doesn't talk about what's happening here at home. It's not because they don't notice. Our students are very smart. Perhaps you have a child like Mom, who's very insulated in her world of seventh grade friends, her funny team of teachers, her activities. Life is good. Some kind of fun. Or maybe your child is not exactly a talker. How is school?
Good.
Anything exciting happen today?
No.
Do you have any homework?
No. Okay.
Middle school children, by nature, are still in the midst of brain development. They can be very self-centered. They also become very loyal to their friends at this age. And tattling, that's a big no. Or maybe your child has been telling you what's been going on here. But you know your child. Maybe they're coloring the truth due to other circumstances. Or maybe they're afraid of it. Or maybe they're giving you all the details, not giving you all the details, because you'll just make a big deal out of it. Or maybe they're afraid if they say too much, they'll get in trouble. Or they'll get you in trouble. Folks, I'm not here because it's easy. It's no picnic standing here in front of my bosses with a large spotlight now shining on our school saying, things need to change, and I feel you need to really listen to us more than you have been. It would have been easier for me to stay quiet. You see, right now, my child, who's in seventh grade, has not been traumatically affected by events that have taken place in the school. But she could be, just as easily as some have been. She's been indirectly affected by lost instructional time, and even just great things that we should be doing for our students as a community. Tonight, you'll hear solutions presented by teachers that will allow us to educate well and make those children feel safe and valued. And it will cost money. But what kind of community do we want Bristol Warren to look like in 10 years, 20 years, when these children are adults? This is not just a school issue. This is a community issue. And it can't go unresolved or tabled. Or, well, let's wait and see. These children have waited enough. They need strong voices. They need your voices. The measures that are being taken at KMS right now are not working. They're not working because the behavior of the children, particularly the ones in most need, their behavior is not changing. The very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I don't accept that this is the best that we can do. I don't teach mediocrity or good enough in my classroom, and I don't accept it from anyone else. Now, I truly don't believe that anyone who works for Bristol Warren Regional School District is a bad person or a bad apple. But I will speak up for children every time. Parents, members of the school committee, everyone, tonight, listen to your teachers. Listen to your children. They need your help. Thank you.